Every year, the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair brings together 1,500 high schoolers from more than 50 countries to compete for over $4 million in prizes and scholarships. In Science Fair season, author Judy Dutton follows 12 teens looking for science fair greatness and tells the stories of their road to the big competition. The book gives readers a glimpse of America's brightest young minds and shows how our country is still a place for inventors and dreamers. Nick Schinkel, the director at the West Lafayette Public Library, reviews Judy Dutton's nonfiction work, Science Fair Season, and begins his review by reading from the book.
The cockroaches were the size of cell phones. They arrived alive via priority mail. After dumping them into a tank, 15-year-old Tristan Williams painted numbers on their backs, 1 through 20, to tell them apart. He fed them chicken feed and table scraps, noting that the only food they refused to eat were Krispy Kreme donuts. This made him wonder, do these roaches know something about Krispy Kreme that we don't? Interesting question. But right now, Tristan had more pressing priorities. It was March, a month that kicked off a series of competitions that Tristan adored more than any other, Science Fair season. Tristan, a brainy, bespectacled high school sophomore plagued with poor athletic skills, had long ago embraced science as his sport. He'd competed in science fairs since kindergarten and had come in first every year but fifth grade. The secret to his winning formula? Insects, of course. In first grade, having discovered that ants detest the smell of catnip, he created an insect repellent out of the plant that kept flies off his sister's horse. In sixth grade, after reading that pill bugs devour poisonous chemicals such as lead and cadmium, he conducted an experiment proving the bugs could be used to clean up toxic waste sites. In ninth grade, after hearing his mother gripe about a flower beetle infestation in her pantry, he found a way to keep the beetles at bay by using buffalo gourds. Tristan's ingenuity in this realm was unrivaled. Trophies and blue ribbons lined his bedroom walls. He'd even ascended the ranks to win regional and state fairs. This year, though, Tristan was determined to take his project all the way to the top. As one reviewer wrote, author Judy Denton gives us more than just the nuts and bolts of the projects, but the heart and soul as well. Yes, Science Fair Season is the kind of book that prompts references to Steven Spielberg and Bill Gates. It's that inspiring a read. And what better time to review Science Fair Season than now? It's that time of year again at schools across our multi-county area, nay, across the country. And Purdue will soon be hosting its regional science fair for young students. Well, today's book, which is not about the Purdue Science Fair, takes us behind the scenes of one of the best science fairs in the nation, the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair, where our author is flabbergasted by the science work of people not yet out of high school, not unlike the story that we just heard. And equally intriguing, Dutton takes us into the lives of six science fair competitors and six science fair past winners, giving us insightful glimpses into the science fair projects and, more importantly, into the minds and the motivations of these young scientists in the making. Not one of these science fair contestants is without interest, and across the board, reading each chapter is like reading a cross between a mystery novel, how did they do that, and an action-adventure novel. Did you hear about the six-year-old who begins his quest into science by setting off a small nuclear explosion, then goes on to show his fusor at a regional science fair in Nevada? Or what about the science fair student from a Navajo Indian reservation who invents a solar heater to warm his family's home and water? Or the student who trains cockroaches, as we just heard, to sniff out illegal drugs? And the girl who triumphs with her science fair team project despite a very rough family life at home? These true stories and more are both heartbreaking and empowering. As Dutton states more than once, the future of American science is rich if these young people are any example of the minds now at work on science questions. She notes early on in Science Fair Season that enthusiasm for science education in our schools and the young people who are passionate about scientific investigation still lags far behind enthusiasm for our local sports teams from high school through college. As she writes, science fairs, unlike high school sports, rarely fill the rafters with raving fans. But the tide is turning. In 2009, President Barack Obama announced that the White House would begin holding an annual science fair in an effort to move the United States from the middle to the top of the pack in science and math over the next decade. After all, the president pointed out, quote, if you win the NCAA championship, you come to the White House. Well, if you're a young person, you've produced the best experiment or design, the best hardware or software, you ought to be recognized for that achievement, too. Scientists and engineers ought to stand side by side with athletes and entertainers as role models. And here at the White House, we're going to lead by example. We're going to show young people how cool science can be, end quote. And though she opens her book with oft-stated worries about the future of education in America, for instance, noting that American 15-year-olds rank low, around 23, in the world when it comes to science literacy, yet Dutton is upbeat about these young people and their commitment to learning. She concludes with a rousing cheer for those American youngsters who not only find joy in scientific inquiry, but who scrounge the world around them to access the hardware, the software, and as importantly, the parental and other adult support as they pursue with passion their science dreams. As she writes, science fairs are full of surprises, but there are no guarantees of a happy ending. Some of the competitors profiled in these pages will win. Others will lose. But win or lose, science fairs change kids. And even though I was just an observer, rooting on my six Intel ISEF 2009 competitors from the sidelines, I'd say that science fairs changed me, too. In a world brimming with bad news, global warming, nuclear proliferation, America's alarming decline in the realm of science education and otherwise, science fairs are the silver lining. They convinced me that maybe we're not as bad off as I might think. While writing this book, I got to know the most hardworking, humbling, and heartbreaking group of young men and women. They changed everything I thought I knew about kids and what they're capable of and what we can all do if our hearts are into it at 8 years old or 80. It's an incredible read this time of year especially, but hey, any time of year. And I'm going to close with a quote from Homer Hickam, the author of that number one New York Times bestseller, October Sky. He wrote about this book. Everything we cherish depends on the sturdy young people who compete in the dusty halls of our science fairs. Within this book's pages are tales of true heroism, that of courageous students who are willing to struggle and persevere and finally succeed. It's quite a read. Science Fair Season, 12 Kids and What It Takes to Win by Judy Dutton. It's a fantastic book. It's a great read, and it's available at all of our fine local public libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library.
That's Nick Schinkel, the director of the West Lafayette Public Library. He's reviewed Science Fair Season by Judy Dutton.